sound, George, all right?
Do you feel like
Grades
will take a punt?
Yep, I do. I felt like it feels like a loss. It's another one that we felt we'd done enough to get the 3 points. We got off to a great start with Big Cole's goal, and you're seeing absolutely different class. The equaliser. Don't have to say anything. You boys have all seen it. You can write what you think. So I don't have to say. So that's really disappointing. What I will say is, when the boys are giving me everything, they're battling, their livelihoods are at stake, everything's at stake, and you get a decision like that, it's not acceptable. And I really feel for the boys. But we had to regroup. We got in at half time, we had to regroup, and we went again. And I felt the first 25 minutes in the second half, that's where we were probably at our best. We were right on the front foot. We had a number. Seeing that, Lawless hit the woodwork in the first half as well to go 2-0. But the 25 minutes of the second half, we were on the front foot. Effie scored, and we got a penalty. And I'm honest enough to say, I thought it was a soft penalty. We got denied a penalty in the first half. It was a stone waller, and he booked him. So, you know, so... Aye, incident packed, and then to lose away, we lost for a set piece. You know, you just need it. It wasn't as if it's a powerful header. Somebody has to go and deal with that and go and head it. Everybody's got their job to do. So, if we want to win football matches, which we're desperate to do, we need to keep scoring goals and we need to keep the back door shut. But in terms of effort and commitment and being about it, and you wouldn't think that my team's where we are in the league. So that's all credit to them. Really pleased for them, and you know, we just keep trusting each other and keep believing and keep going.
There's someone to take with the decisions that go against you, John, but any comfort you can take for the fact that you've gained a point?
There's always comfort and positives, and you know, I'm not talking about the referee, I'm talking about the referee's decisions. Every referee, you know, you would not, any shape or form, question his integrity. You're talking about his decision making. It's really disappointing. And I went on to say, I'm honest enough to say, my boys are fighting for their life. You need to be spot on. And anybody can see, Mayo was right up there, led with, there wouldn't be another goal in world football given like that. So really disappointing. So, but there again, referees, they're only human and they make mistakes. We made a mistake for the second goal. So it's part and parcel of football. We just need to accept it, dust ourselves down and go again.
Do you feel for your player getting these yellow cards, you know, before the break, when it looked like the referee was about to point to the spot?
It was a penalty kick. The penalty kick, he clipped him, everybody could see it. And it was the ref, asked the linesman who gave the decision. He says it was the referee. So it's another one that was really baffling. And it's happened to us too many times this season. It happened to us here the last time at Hamilton, where the referees gave Hamilton a penalty. They scored the penalty, we lost the 3 points, and it was never a handball. It was Graham Dorrance hit his shoulder and it got rescinded too late. The referees need to be spot on, you know. But I'd rather talk about my team. I'd rather talk about my team and the spirit and the character that they showed. Difficult place to come, and we gave as good as we got.
And Liam Powell stepped in for Graham Dorrance today.
Yeah, he did. Paul is a player that I've worked with, and I think you've seen his quality and all that. He's got a goal in him as well, good footballer. And I was really, in terms of his fitness levels, we were, you know, you can see he's really looked after himself and kept himself fit because he's not had a lot of football. So that'll do him the world of good, getting that 90 minutes in there. So the only thing that I would say is the ones that are not getting a game, that's the hard part. You can see them hurting. And just try to keep them up, and, you know, try to keep their head up, because no one's bigger than the club. And if they've got a part to play in terms of kicking one off the line or scoring a goal, you know, it takes us where we want to go, then they've played their part.
Graham Dorrance injured?
He's just tweaked his calf a little bit. Hopefully he'll be ready to go on Friday.
Cheers, John.
All right?
Hi, John.
Right, turn the ground up and I'll really tell you.